When I was teaching ninth grade faith formation religion class at St. Dominic's, the book had a great way of kind of doing the overall, you know, understanding of our faith. You know, well, how could there be some way that we'd understand it? And it started with the words creation, and it talked about how God created everything. God created everything that was good. And that's the basic tenet that we believe. The second thing is decreation, which means that once God created everything good, we, through our choices and decisions, started destroying the things that God created. And that's the decreation. And then, but the only thing is God did not leave us alone, but then came through prophets and through Jesus to recreate. And so this idea, they had to write an essay, you know, and an exam, which didn't make me a very popular teacher, right? To say, I want an exam, as opposed to explain what we call salvation history. What happened? What's the easy way to understand this whole thing we call faith in our life here? And it's creation, decreation, and then recreation. And that theme gets played really throughout, even today, throughout all our lives. The sense that God created us, so that we have a way through our sin to destroy what it is that God created that was good. However, God never leaves us there, and by sending us people in our lives, by the graces of the sacraments, he's trying to bring everything back together again. That's this recreating it again, got to bring it back. This idea, this new creation, this new place, because it was all good, it'll be a time when it will all be good again. And most of the healings that we talk about that Jesus did in the Gospels, that was all about a sign that the kingdom had arrived, that recreation had taken a new level. You know, that so when the people are sick, there was recreation. Jesus heals them to recreate, bring to restore them back again to God's intentional desire. So, and that's how it's a whole thing about the resurrection is a recreation, as a new life, a new creation. So the struggle for us is to realize that we are invited to this recreation. So when we live the way Christ calls us to live, we are helping God. For some reason, he wants our help. He wants to include us, to use our hands and our minds and our speech and our words to bring things back, to bring the healing back to this world, the reconciliation, the recreating of this, that, and restoring it back to the way God had designed it to be. Before we kind of made some decisions that destroyed the goodness that God had. So in relationships, so when you reconcile with someone you're fighting with, you are sharing in the work that God had in recreating. When you help heal or teach or whatever, we are working with Christ in the work of God to recreate things, to bring them back, to do the work of God, to restore back what things that have been broken down because of our own life. And that's a call that was supposed to be for all of us, you know, out at work and bringing healing, bringing goodness back to a life that for some reason we sort of love to destroy in some way by our actions, what we do to each other, what we do to the world, what we do to what God has made that was considered good. So the basic idea is that everything has been created good. And if we then, because of our choices, destroy it, we have a greater call to make it back. And we long for the day, we believe, when we'll all be with God. We'll be where the scriptures say there are no more tears, no more crying, just like you heard in today's reading, where no one will die of a young age, you know, because of that. But that will be a time when we'll all be back together again and back to the way God had wanted it to be, is what we believe. So may you think about this time of Lent, that the fasting, prayer, and almsgiving is the time to begin to see in that context of creating, decreation, and then recreation. May you be on the side of helping God do what he wants to do with us in bringing everything back to goodness again.